from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
The Bills have signed 4-year veteran Terrell Burgess.
You know, you want them competing and you want guys pushing each other to the edge and trying not to cross it. So you try to be ready. We're all trying to make each other better. These are brothers and they're competitive and they're all fighting for jobs.
Give Brandon Bean a lot of credit.
The camp Josh Allen's had, which I think you can make an argument, it's been the best training camp he's ever had.
Vaughn is Vaughn. 40 is back.
Mike Danger.
So a break for the Bills, a day off. We're back in studio before returning back to St. John Fisher tomorrow. The week wraps for the team with the return of the blue and the red at Highmark Stadium on Friday.
Gene Battaglia.
I don't have the 36 years that Mike Catalana has, but you know what I have, Danger? I got 25. My first camp was at Fredonia. I have watched these camps every single year. There's somebody that looks great, and you're like, yeah, but.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Is that true? You have 25 years of training camp experience?
Yeah, no.
You've been to 25 different training camps.
So you're familiar with Bill's Digest, right?
Digest, Alex Brasky, Digest.
I was the first sales director for Bill's Digest, but before it was Bill's Digest, it was Shout Magazine.
Ah.
So I kind of had like the print advertising background until we were doing the same thing, like where I was selling ads and doing this on the side.
Doing some writing.
Yeah, and I would be going to, I remember all the places in Fredonia, the White Inn and Barker's Brew Pub, and it was so different back then. So casual. So
yeah, a break from Bill's training camp today as we're back in the cozy confines of our High Falls studios. We welcome you in. It's a sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. And look at this right behind you. We come into the studio and we've got new signage behind you, Gino. I don't know. Can we tilt the camera a little bit? If you're watching the stream right now on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. Look at that. You know what that is? That's 3D printing. I mean, I know it's not new technology anymore, but I still marvel at 3D printing. Somebody just took our logos, 3D printed them, and there they are right next to
Chuck Muncy.
Right next to Chuck Muncy. Right where they belong. So a new look here in the sports bar. Thanks to Derek the Pizza Dude and Will for putting that together for us. Looking forward to getting back out to camp tomorrow with a brand new show and more practice to react to. But for today, we do have another signing for the Buffalo Bills that we'll get to and we'll talk a little bit about. Let's set the table first and let you know who's stopping by the sports bar, including our buddy joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. That would be Bart Winkler from the Infinity Sports Network.
So, Bart, you hear late nights here on The Fan Rochester, 11 o'clock nationwide. And, yes, we are good friends with Bard. You got to hook up with him a couple years ago when he came through in Buffalo. And it's a good time to kind of connect with him because over the weekend we did have that signing for Green Bay. Jordan Love gets his money. What's the vibe out there? Bart is based in Milwaukee and certainly get talking about the NFL at large with these quarterback contracts. And I think maybe Aaron Rodgers might come up in the conversation too.
Yeah. Oh, it was like getting caught up on the NFL with our buddy Bart. Bart Winkler will be stopping by just after 4 o'clock. Joining us later this hour, in about 20 minutes or so, the host of BetQL's Send It In on the BetQL Network. That's PJ Glasser.
Now, two things I want to talk to PJ about. First, and we've been talking to PJ for over a year now in the Wednesday slot here. I think this is the first time where we're going to actually have one of PJ's bets playing out in front of us while he's on the air with us. So, PJ, you can catch weekdays on the BetQL Network on Send It In, has a play today, and that will be the United States men's basketball team who has just tipped off minus the 29.5 against South Sudan.
Ooh. So the team that pushed Team USA to the brink in the pre-Olympic matches.
PJ thinks
they're going to get squashed.
Going to flick them away like a bug.
I love that.
Now, unfortunately, I it'd be much better if we put PJ at 4:30 now because, well, then there might be a sweat at that point.
Uh-huh.
But there, some of the other BetQL guys, I don't know if PJ saw this or not. Chris Mack, we've had on the show before, just going after PJ for one of his predictions. PJ at minus 1,500 likes to win the NFC South, the Carolina Panthers.
Wow. At minus 1,500. No, they'd be plus.
Plus 1,500.
Plus 1,500,
sorry.
Yeah. To win the NFC South.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of unknown there. A lot of unknown.
Right.
The biggest unknown is the head coach who we've dubbed the greatest neck presently in the NFL, Dave Canales. If Dave Canales can do with Bryce Young what he did with Baker Mayfield... Maybe.
Dave Canales, we brought this up at the end of the show. He's going like the hybrid work model. Like NFL coaches are known for working deep into the night. Joe Gibbs sleeping on a couch.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is going to be the opposite in Carolina where coaches get out 5 o'clock and then on Fridays they get out at 3 o'clock. And when asked, hey, how are you going to put together a game plan? Canales, oh, I'll just do that on Monday night. I'll put Monday night on football on. I'll be helping the kids with homework. And, yeah, I'll watch film on the upcoming opponent. And we'll put together a game plan. We'll come back in the office on Tuesday. I'm like, really? This can be done in the NFL? Because either there's such a copycat league, like, this is going to be the new model and coaches will be excited everywhere. Wait, I can actually have a life?
Yeah, you mean that balance might actually equate to success? Wow. Well, that's worth paying attention to, and we'll talk to PJ about that bold prediction.
PJ, do you know about this?
This is a bold prediction by PJ there. Yeah, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, the host of Send It In. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ Glasser stopping by the sports bar at right around 3:25. You can join us anytime this afternoon, 866-4FAN. We're better when you engage with us at 866-4326 or on X. At the Fan Rochester, mention the video stream. You can watch the sports bar on our YouTube channel, also on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. And you know that the sports bar and the Fan Rochester sounds its best in the free to download Odyssey app or on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. Gino, the table is set. Let's talk about Buffalo Bills safeties.
Yeah, I'm not exactly interested in the guy that they signed today, but I'm interested in like the overall position now because, well, we had Mike Edwards go week to week with some sort of soft tissue injury, hamstring, and the Bills, they don't have to put any exact timeline on anything. We are not in the regular season. Betting rules do not apply when it comes to questionable, and even for the preseason, we don't need to know. So Mike Edwards, week to week, that's kind of vague. Then, we saw Cole Bishop. Now, we have high hopes for Cole Bishop. You're hoping that at some point this season he takes over one of those starting jobs. This is what you brought him in for as a second-round pick. And while Cole Bishop, seen by WIVB's Josh Reed yesterday, with his arm, not in a sling, but some sort of protective device on the arm, some sort of sleeve, and that wasn't a good sign. And I think we can kind of connect the dots here, Danger, because then today, the Bills signing a safety, Terrell Burgess, 4 years in the league, came in with the Rams in the year 2020, was part of that Super Bowl team, but then has bounced around since then. Had one start for Washington last season. He also played with the Giants in 2022. Again, another camp body. I can't tell you it's going to be anything more as the Bills trim the fat here. I didn't realize they had an extra punter in camp, Jack Browning. I guess that's kind of also a thing, too. Like, why do you need two punters and two kickers?
I think you have one kicker and one punter now, and you're married to those two guys. So Martin will hold for Bass, and I think that the holding is actually more important than the actual punting.
Well, what if those are the positions that, okay, there is an injury or something goes south, you just pick up the phone and call somebody. It's not a system to learn or anything like that.
Right. Burgess with 12 appearances for the Commanders last season. You mentioned it. So yesterday, Kareem Jackson. Today, Terrell Burgess. And it looks a little bit ominous when you know that Edwards is week to week and we don't have a timetable on Cole Bishop or any specificity to his injury from yesterday at practice. Hopefully we find out more tomorrow, but I don't think we'll see Cole Bishop on the practice field come Thursday, and I'd say he's probably not going to be out there for the blue and the red on Friday either.
So what about Micah Hyde? We talked yesterday about this topic.
Again, I think that if you've got now two guys that they've signed at the position, tells you all you need to know about Micah Hyde. And I know Perino, who joined us yesterday, Matt Perino, said, hey, look, they want Micah Hyde on speed dial, not for this time of year, for later time of the year. So Micah Hyde is A.J. Klein version 2.0.
Well, that's also part of this, too, is this coming actually from Micah Hyde that, okay, I know Josh Allen loves camp and Brandon Bean loves camp.
I don't love camp.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think Micah Hyde would rather be home with his family right now, on a vacation with his family right now, or in a dorm at Fisher?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's also part of this. Like, Micah Hyde has been around long enough to know that there's going to be an injury at some point. If I keep myself in shape, hey, I could. Well, why wouldn't you want the money right now? They don't get paid right now. Newsflash, unless it's a signing bonus, which I don't think the Buffalo Bills will be offering any of these safeties a signing bonus. A signing bonus means, hey, you get your money up front. If there's no signing bonus, you know when the paycheck comes? Yeah, week one. So, for Micah Hyde, does he need the ramp-up time? The only thing I wish, if this would be my wish, and Micah, if you're listening, I know you're a listener to Sports Bar, these kids can need some help. That would be, like, the best part. Like, if you were just out there, if you ever wanted to kind of make that transition to coaching, but I don't get the sense he does.
I don't know that they need him. I don't. I mean, you've got Taylor Rapp, who's been the constant in the secondary so far this summer in camp. And, he's got a year under his belt now in this system. And you saw him come on late. And I know you and I maybe have differing opinions of Taylor Rapp, but I remember speaking with him last year at camp and just leaving that conversation impressed and actually kind of viewed him as like, you know what he reminded me of? He really reminded me of the first time we talked to Jordan Poyer, his first camp at Fisher. I left that conversation thinking, you know what? I don't know much about this guy. I know a little bit about his history, but I kind of dig his attitude. I kind of dig his presence, his leadership. I think that guy could be something. And Poyer obviously had a really nice career with the Buffalo Bills. And I feel the same way about Rapp. Now, the guy that we haven't talked about yet through all of these safeties, Bishop, Rapp, Kareem Jackson, Burgess, Edwards is DeMar Hamlin. And DeMar Hamlin actually has the most experience at the position in this defense right now. So I guess my question would be, do you need Micah Hyde to help the kids, to string the kids along? Because at minimum, you have that with DeMar Hamlin. I'm not saying DeMar Hamlin is as good as Micah Hyde. When he played for Micah Hyde, he wasn't bad. I just worried about DeMar Hamlin's physicality. I just always thought size-wise, He was a little bit undersized and kind of got thrown around a little bit at times during that season, when the 2022 season, when he was playing for an injured Micah Hyde for the majority of that season. But at minimum, he can tell guys, hey, you need to be here. No, coach likes it when you're here. This is what this means. He can do some of that, more so than what Edwards can do, more so than the new signings in Burgess and Jackson can do. So I don't necessarily think, at least right now, that they need Micah Hyde. And maybe Perino's right. Maybe injuries continue to be a thing through the course of the season. You never know. We didn't have A.J. Klein, you know, playing in the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills on our bingo card last year at this time. But they made the call because he was somebody that they knew and somebody they were familiar with. And I think they want to keep those options alive, keep those conversations going.
You're hoping that one of these guys maybe pops. And the other part, too, is it's easy for us as fans and to a certain extent in the media to identify, hey, who's the rising star on offense? Because targets and where the ball goes, it's kind of easy to track, right? And Terrell Shavers being that guy. Now, if you missed it from yesterday, I'm sorry, I'm planting my flag. I'm not anti-Terrell Shavers. Let me just kind of get that out there. But I'm just saying, let's hit the brakes here, okay? Yeah. Like, and Joe Buscaglia putting this out there in The Athletic. No, MVS to me, I'm not taking the red herring of MVS. He's not getting the targets, not getting this. He's still on this team, in my opinion.
I'm with Buscaglia on that one. I haven't seen anything. That guy feels like he's completely, he's been vapor. I haven't seen him. I just haven't seen him so far at camp. I haven't seen any impact plays. I haven't seen anything spectacular. Of course, that can all change, and maybe he shows up during the games in the preseason.
We'll bring it back to the safeties, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so the point was about Shavers. Like, okay, there's somebody in the mix at wide receiver that, to a certain extent, we can all nod our heads, we feel good about, right? There's no, like, okay, in the secondary, is it Kyren Brown, DeCorey Couch? Maybe these names you're not even familiar with. Kendall Williamson. Oh, yeah, Cam Lewis is still there. Are we excited about Cam Lewis? Like, the back end of the safety position danger, nobody's really stepping up at this point.
I think Cam Lewis is probably on this team. I mean, you know, not real exciting as a player goes, but somebody, again, that they love for his versatility, somebody that they love because he's been around, and he probably, you know, when you think about the turnover in special teams and everybody that was a part of the team's unit that isn't with them anymore, I feel like Cam Lewis probably has a lock on that. I don't know that I'd go as far as say he's a captain. That might belong to Mac Hollins at this point. But, you know, again, another guy that is just so much has been made of Mac Hollins, and some of that is justified. He's made some nice plays. And, again, Matt Perino yesterday saying, hey, look, he's probably a captain. That wouldn't shock me at this point. If Mac Hollins is a captain or the captain of the special teams unit, that would not surprise me, but I'm not going to confuse his leadership and captaincy with actual production on game days. Mac Hollins only once in his career has eclipsed 20 receptions, and maybe it is Josh Allen that needs to unlock Mac Hollins. What's MVS's excuse? Because he's had good quarterbacks. He had good quarterbacks in Green Bay. He had good quarterbacks in Kansas City, and yet I don't think that there's ever been really a lot of alignment with MVS and, oh, wow, that was, you know, he's just kind of there. He's just kind of around, but not really a playmaker. I'm iffy on MVS making this team right now.
Okay, that's fair. But I could say Claypool right now.
That feels like a loss.
That's nearing the point of no return.
Yeah.
If he can't get on the field against the Bears or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that one feels like a loss. And if your best ability, he knows.
Thank you, coach.
Your best ability is availability. And if Chase Claypool can't get on the field, that's going to be obviously an issue for him in trying to make this team as well. Man, it's been fun kind of watching and observing and watching some of the camp battles and seeing who's stepping up, who's making plays, who's rotating in, and especially with those wide receivers, when you consider that there isn't really an official depth chart right now at this stage of camp, everybody's fighting for their spot. Everybody's fighting for their role. And you know, I think you could narrow it down to four locks. I think you got Shakir, Coleman, Samuel, Mac Hollins. Last year, they only signed five. And so you have everybody else fighting for potentially one, maybe two roster spots. It's going to be fun to watch down the stretch.
Well, the thing I'm fascinated is the new stuff. Like, who's going to be the returner? What is the plan? And it's going to be fluid. They'll try a lot of different stuff, I'm sure, in the preseason. But of those wide receivers, KJ Hamler can certainly earn himself a spot. Hamler, if there's unique abilities danger, that's also something to kind of consider here, too. What do you, as a wide receiver, bring to the table that the other guys don't? And I know, like you're saying, you're pointing out all the stuff that we haven't seen anything from MVS at this point. That's fine. This guy's got rings. Guys have made plays the biggest time. Yes, they've come with great quarterbacks. I get that. But we got a great quarterback here, too. So I'm not ready to punt on MVS yet, even though it's been kind of a meh.
Yeah, I just want to see it. Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com. And Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. And yes, we will be back at St. John Fisher University tomorrow afternoon with a brand new episode of the Sports Bar, live from camp. As of right now, Dan Fates, 13 WAMP Sports, will be stopping by tomorrow afternoon. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, we'll figure, we should tell, which bill will we grab tomorrow?
Oh, are we doing a pool?
Yeah.
We haven't talked to Khalil Shakir yet.
I'd love to talk to Khalil Shakir. It'd
be a lot of fun.
John writing in. Yeah. This is a forgotten name. Thanks, John, pointing this out. Who makes the team, Terrell Shavers or Justin Shorter? I think Shavers, because of special teams experience. Justin Shorter feels like the guy that we were all kind of hiding high about, and I haven't seen all that much.
Practice squad. He's a practice squad guy, you know? And will Tyrell Shavers, we talk about the next version of, you know, Micah Hyde is A.J. Klein version 2.0. Is Tyrell Shavers Isaiah Hodgins version 2.0, the guy that just sits on the practice squad that you know could be something, could maybe contribute, but another team ends up plucking him from the practice squad? That wouldn't surprise me.
There was so much in the show yesterday, and to bring in Jim Miller, who covers all these teams, quarterbacked in the league, and sometimes the obvious thing is so in front of you that you look past it. Like, we taught them, like, how do you manage all these pieces? It was very simple. 12 personnel. You've got two good tight ends. Get them on the field. And when you have Dawson Knox as a tight end, is Dalton Kincaid really a second tight end, or is he lining up outside? I mean, that all sorts of mismatches. So where we're talking to ourselves blue in the face, danger about wide receiver 5 and potentially 6, ultimately, guys you need to win are Shakir, Coleman, Samuel, the two tight ends, and your two running backs.
Mm-hmm. PJ Glasser is the host of BetQL's Send It In. Let's get some winners. We got some Major League Baseball action happening right now. We'll get some best bets for tonight's action. We'll talk to PJ about his bold prediction in the NFC South as well. Odyssey Sports betting insider and host of Send It In on the BetQL Network. PJ Glasser next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Bills players off today. Practice resuming tomorrow at Fisher 9:45 in the morning. Another transaction today. Brought in Terrell Burgess. He's a safety with 4 years of experience. Chris Brown on the move.
4-year veteran, former third-round pick of the LA Rams, where he spent a little more than 2 seasons, then moved to the Giants and then played last season for Washington, appeared in 12 games. He has never been a full-time starter in his career. He's been mainly a backup.
On the Major League scoreboard, the Yankees hold on. They get the win in Philadelphia 6-5. Miami over Tampa Bay 6-2. Top of the eighth, the Twins big over the Mets 8-2. The Braves and Brewers tied at 2. They're in the fifth. The Orioles get a grand slam today from Jackson Holliday. 10-4, they're up on the Jays. Red Wings in Omaha, they're tied at 2 in the ninth. Gene Battaglia, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We are joined by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, we want to talk some NFL futures with you. We've got a BetQL on BetQL Crime to report. We want you to defend your stance on one of your futures picks. But before we do all of that, Gino mentioned your O's up here the day after the Major League Baseball trade deadline. How you feeling about Baltimore now that they've made the moves that they've made here rest of season? And what's your prediction for how the AL East shakes out here?
Yeah, guys. I mean, you know, obviously they have the number one farm system in baseball, and they had the capital to go out and land one of the big fishes. But I think after what we saw, the Astros had to give up for Kikuchi, and then when we saw what the O's gave up for Tyler Rogers to get him for the Marlins, I mean, if they would have gone after Snell or Crochet or Scooper or one of those guys, I mean, they would have had to completely unload the farm system. So it's tough, right? Because obviously these teams have windows and you want to see them go for it. But at the end of the day, they really kept all their top guys. As Gene said, as we were coming back, Jackson Holliday hit a grand slam. So some of these guys are going to get called up here and contribute to the team. I was happy that they were able to land a couple starters and a couple relievers. And the American League is wide open. I still think they're the best, if not one of the best teams. And I think they're definitely capable of winning a World Series.
Yeah, PJ, we'll get back to baseball here in a minute, but it is the rare day where one of your big picks we can watch and listen to in real time here, and that being the U.S. men against South Sudan. 29.5 points. You don't seem too worried about that cover today.
I don't, and they're up 17 middle of the second quarter, so we're feeling good. I mean, guys, the handicap was simple, right? Like, these two teams played 2 weeks ago. U.S. was favored by 44 points. Hmm. They only won by a single point, as we know. So I just figured a lot of people would look at the spread today, and they'd see that U.S. was favored by 30, and they only beat this team by one, right? So you'd figure a lot of people would be on South Sudan. You guys know I'm always looking for value, right? If those two teams didn't play that exhibition game, the U.S. would have been favored by 40 points. But because they did, they only won by one. It was all the way down to 30. I mean, you could argue that you were getting like 10 points of value today with the U.S. And these, once they're in the Olympic Games, it's a lot different feel. It's a lot different vibe than an exhibition game in London was when these two teams met up. So the U.S. is off to a good start. I expect them to keep it rolling. But I know it's a big number, fellas, but I really liked it today, and hopefully they can keep it rolling.
PJ, if I want to tell you through the course of the Olympic Games, I mean, walk me through it, because it's not something that I have a lot of history, and not a lot of us have a lot of history with in terms of wagering. You know, how do you bet the Olympics, PJ? What's your go-to?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, right? I think I wouldn't bet it blind, right? Like, I think if you want to bet the Olympics, I would watch a couple of the heats, you know? I mean, that's the beauty, is if you want to bet track and field, if you want to bet swimming, if you want to bet beach volleyball, whatever it may be, you're going to see these, you know, players or teams, whatever it may be, play a couple times, and then you can get a general feel for maybe the teams that you like, where you see value is. So that's what I like to do. I don't really like getting involved too early in the Olympics. I kind of like to wait to see the teams or the athletes compete a little bit before I wager on them. But there's certainly value, Danger, you know, because obviously a bunch of people really only watch these sports four times a year. So if you do watch it, if you kind of lock in on a certain event or a certain sport, you can get value on it. But that would be my advice to people. You know, don't bet it just blindly. I would probably watch a couple of races or games before I wager on certain things.
PJ Glasser from the BetQL Network, your host of Send It In, which you can hear daily. And certainly as we're heading to football season, you're going to want to get the opinions and takes and the data points from PJ here. And we're all excited about football, PJ. today, though, you had a take here. Tell our audience who is going to win, in your opinion, the NFC South.
Yes, I think the Carolina Panthers this year, guys, are worth a bet to win the NFC South for a couple reasons. Obviously, they're 12-1. They were the worst team in football last year, so it is a long shot for a reason. But the reasons I like it are, for one, Atlanta's the favorite in that division, right? It's not like we got to go up against Kansas City, or it's not like we got to go up against San Francisco, one of these teams that's built to withstand injuries. It's proven to us time and time again that they can win the division. It's the Falcons, who obviously brings over Kirk Cousins coming off an ACL injury. They're bringing in Raheem Morris, who is in his first year with the team. That's just a favorite that I want to go after. So right off the bat, I like that. Then the other two teams in their division, I don't think many people really want to back a team coached by Dennis Allen and quarterback by Derek Carr. And then the other team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who Baker Mayfield had a great season last year. I'm expecting some regression for Baker. Todd Bowles is still the head coach there. So it's really the fact that I'm really down on two of the teams in their division, and then I think Atlanta's a vulnerable favorite. And then also the reason I like it, I really like what they did going out and getting Dave Canales as the head coach. Guys, think about some of the recent examples we've had with quarterbacks that were rookies that were just in terrible situations in their first years, right? Trevor Lawrence with the Urban Meyer situation, he gets Doug Peterson in year two, complete 180. Jared Goff in L.A. has Jeff Fisher his first year, then he has Sean McVay, complete 180. Bryce Young with Frank Reich was a disaster. Well, now Dave Canales takes over, and you look at his track record, what he did with Baker in Tampa last year, what he did with Geno Smith in Seattle, he really changed the course of both of those guys' careers. He got both of them paid, and I think with Bryce Young, that'll be a big influence on him. So, look, it's 12-1 for a reason. It is a long shot. I just think with Atlanta being the favorite in that division, and with now Canales teaming up with Bryce Young, I think it's going to be a really good fit. I think the Panthers are worth a bet, and we know every year there's a team that goes worst to first in their division. Why not the Panthers?
All right, PJ. A little BetQL on BetQL crime here earlier on BetQL Daily with Chris Mack and Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Network. They had some words for you, buddy. I don't know if you heard this or not. We'll play a little bit of it. I want you to be able to defend yourself here. This was earlier on BetQL Daily.
And I heard it this morning, too, on Just a Daily Tip. Like, now we got to put PJ Glasser in the mix, too. He's got the Panthers winning the division.
Come on, guys. Seriously.
It won't stop.
I did this a year ago. I did this a year ago telling people, oh, no, Bryce Young, I really believe this is – and they're going to come together in the second half of the season and improvements on the offensive line. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what? A year ago, I was an idiot. I was stupid. The Panthers suck. And they're going to suck again this year. You know why? Because David Tepper is a big, huge goon of a dunce who just poisons the entire organization from the top down.
Got a point.
They're going to suck, guys. The Panthers will suck. Stop it with the Panthers.
All right. So there's Chris Mack and Joe O on BetQL Daily. PJ, he's got a point. Tepper is terrible. And a lot of times with these organizations, dysfunction starts at the top. What would you say to that?
Tepper is maybe the worst owner in sports. I will say that teams that have bad owners have won the division before. That's true. All we need. The Commanders under Dan Snyder have won the division before. The Knicks under James Dolan have won the division before. I didn't say I like them to win the NFC. I don't like them to win the Super Bowl, but the division I do like. And I'll also say the last time that people thought I was an idiot or they didn't like my take was when I had Oakland beating Kentucky in March Madness. We'll see what happens, fellas.
Yeah, PJ, just to be clear, we are on your side, buddy. All right, you're one of us. Yeah, yes. PJ Glasser, your host of BetQL. I mean, we've got to wait for real football. We can talk about futures, but hold on a second. We have a game tomorrow night. Now, from a batting standpoint, PJ, and again, we're still relatively new to this here in New York State. Is there anything to be said for the action and playing something tomorrow night? Are you going anywhere near Bears, Texans in the Hall of Fame game?
No, I'm not, guys. I think, you know, there is good value on the preseason, you know, in some of these games and some of these spots, and betting on teams that maybe have rookie head coaches, rookie quarterbacks that are going to take those games more seriously than others would. The Hall of Fame game is just such a different – it's so different from the actual preseason just because so many of those players that are playing won't be playing in a bunch of the preseason games that we see. So nothing for me on that one. The Bears have already announced that Caleb Williams isn't going to play. We know Stroud's not going to play for the Texans. So it's going to be a ton of backups. I think a lot of people are just going to bet the under blindly, you know, expecting a low-scoring, sloppy game. Hall of Fame game tends to be that way. But for that game, I'm going to stay away.
We got some action on the diamond tonight, PJ. Any plays that have your eye in Major League Baseball tonight?
So, yeah, there were a couple games that I like going on right now. I liked the White Sox actually today against the Royals, believe it or not, on the run line. So hopefully they can come back, keep it close. They're down 6-3. They've lost 16 games in a row, haven't been good. I do like the Astros today, guys, on the run line, -1.5 at -110 against the Pirates. Great stat this year is that it's hitting at a 67% clip. Teams that are trying to avoid the sweep are doing so at a 67% clip. So whether it's a three-game series, four-game series, if you back that team in that game where they're trying to avoid the sweep, usually very profitable. So I'll take the Astros today at -1.5. And then I like Manny Machado over 1.5 total bases today going up against Clayton Kershaw. Manny's 10-for-34 in his career against Clayton. He's been playing pretty well. Padres are favored to win that game today. I think their offense plays pretty well. Manny's had some good history against Clayton, so I like Manny today, and I like the Astros as well.
PJ, I should know this. I don't. Where did you go to school?
I went to Alabama. Roll Tide.
Oh, okay. So you can relate to this. I would imagine you're walking around the Alabama campus, and there are donors for money, and they put their names on buildings or athletic facilities. And here's where I'm going with this, because we've been at Bills Camp at St. John Fisher University. I don't know if you've ever made it up this way, but we'd love to have you show you Bills Camp at some point. And where we are broadcasting from while we're out there, it's this fine facility, this fine venue that's overlooking the football field, the William J. Pelicano Pavilion.
Gene, I was hoping you were going there. I was hoping you were setting me up for a Baltimore name. Peloton now. You know, I always love on Twitter when I see you guys had. Do you have Matt Perino on the show?
Oh, he's one of our regulars, of course.
He's your guy. I saw earlier you were talking with Gregory Russo.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, this is fantastic. So I love that. So, Gene, I was hoping you were going that way, and when you did, I gave a little mini fist pump to it.
Can you do us a custom intro off the top of your head next time we have Matt Perino on the show?
I can. I think we might need to have Perino and myself on the show to see like how he enjoys how I say his last name. Do you think? You think he would like that? You think he gets that a lot?
I think he would get it. I think he would understand. He's a well-traveled guy. And don't worry, PJ. We'll always have a seat for you in the Pelicano Pavilion at St. John Fisher University during Bills camp. You know that we'll keep that warm for you, buddy.
I love that. Appreciate you guys, man. Always good talking with you guys. And have a great rest of time out in training camp.
You got it. Thanks, PJ.
Here's PJ Glasser. He is the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
I love analysts that are going to put themselves out there. And that's the spirit of what we got coming up. After we get through with Bills camp, and I'm not wishing time away in the summer, but as we're leading up to the season opener, we are going to do our bold NFL predictions. Are we going to have anything more bold than the Carolina Panthers win the division?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, it isn't, I hear what PJ's saying, it isn't as much a vote of confidence in the Panthers as it is just lack of confidence in the rest of the division, save for maybe Atlanta. But even Atlanta, to me, feels kind of off. It doesn't feel like Atlanta's a lock.
So today, and again, this goes back to the, it's nice that Terry Pegula doesn't speak.
Yes.
Because there was Arthur Blank out there talking about his quarterbacks today. And, well, somebody prepped him up on this. He didn't trip over. And he said basically what he should say. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, this gives us 4 or 5 years, and this gives us an opportunity to develop. But see, this is where the flaw is here. Michael Penix Jr. is not a developmental quarterback. He's a guy you can play right now. You're wasting time on his career. You're wasting the window. So the management, where that sounds good on the surface, but then you're like, you're mismanaging the cap by doing this.
All right, here's a question for you, Gino. Who starts more games as a rookie quarterback this season in the NFL? Michael Penix or Drake May?
Ooh.
Drake May.
You think he starts more?
Yeah, because
I think it's Penix.
Well, is it because of Cousins? That's also a thing. Cousins coming off a major injury.
I'm not going to wish that on him. None of us want to see that happen. I actually think that Penix will find a way on the field, whereas May is probably best suited learning behind Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots know they're going to not be good, right? Like, they're retooling, rebuilding, whatever you want to say they're doing. So Jacoby Brissett is going to be their guy and may just stumble into a win or two along the way.
Okay, so if the Patriots start off 1-5, okay, that's kind of a reasonable expectation if you're a Patriot fan. At what point is the passion for Patriot football in Boston so great that everybody's saying, let's turn the page. What are we doing? I'm wondering, like, will there be any public pressure, or is everybody so satiated? If you're a Patriot fan, whatever. I can't hear you with all the rings in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think there'll be a clamor, but I think your head coach is going to stick with Jacoby Brissett. I think there'll be clamor, but I think Mr. Mayo will prefer to stay with Jacoby Brissett rather than, you know, like, in his mind, he probably has a plan for the rookie, and the plan is not to start Drake May midway through the season. I think they probably have a plan to string him along a little bit longer and let Brissett be that mentor, where in Atlanta, I don't know that Penix needs the mentorship of somebody like a Kirk Cousins. And I don't think Kirk Cousins would be a guy who would want to mentor a Michael Penix Jr. I think that's just going to organically happen, where Penix mm-hmm. gets on the field and actually starts more games for Atlanta than May starts for New England. At least, I don't know if that's a bold prediction, but that's a prediction I would make.
But going back to the NFC South, where, all right, so Atlanta's got their issues, and sure, out of this bunch, yeah, I guess they're the best of the bunch. Are we really buying in on Baker Mayfield and then Derek Carr? I mean, is there a worse collection of quarterbacks in any division?
I think it's safe to expect or assume that there will be regression in Baker Mayfield's game. And I think the head coach in Carolina is a big part of that. I think Dave Canales was a big part of getting the most out of Baker Mayfield last year. And I'm sorry, I have zero faith in Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen, who, by the way, I think it was last week, and forgive me because I don't remember the backup running back in New Orleans, the guy behind Kamara, but he pulled up. He was injured during one of the practices. And Dennis Allen, basically his comment was, you know, it's going to be hard for him to make the team because, you know, he can't keep himself out of the training room. He can't keep himself healthy. You know, he's always on the table. And all I thought to myself was, you know, it's the organization's responsibility as well to try and keep these guys healthy, to try and keep these guys on the field. The way it came off, it sounded like he was blaming the player for being injured. And I just think that's a very poor way to kind of lead and manage a team full of men who are there working their asses off every day. If you have a good training staff, you'll have guys like Deion Dawkins say what he said yesterday, like Alec Anderson collapses, we weren't worried because we have a top-notch medical staff and they take care of us.
Or sometimes the point is obvious. You don't need to make it if it's derogatory. And that's it's an obvious point. If he's not healthy, kind of hard to get on the field. So what are we doing with that?
Right, you're trying to guilt him into playing injured? How about getting your medical staff and your training staff to up their game and make sure that your guys aren't as injury prone?
Or just you pivot off it. You go to whoever's the next on the depth chart. Well, it's an opportunity for Joe and Mike or whoever.
I feel terrible that this has happened to him again. And, you know, our training staff is the best and we're going to work to get him back on the field as soon as we can. Not, you know, he's really going to have a hard time making this team because he's always on the trainer's table. What? Okay. So back to the point, I don't trust a Dennis Allen coach team. I don't trust Derek Carr. I don't know what they're doing in New Orleans. I don't have confidence in what they're doing in New Orleans. All of that said, PJ looking at Carolina and saying, well, you know, it's not really about Carolina being good as much as it is everybody else being kind of a mess.
Well, it's a leap of faith in Bryce Young.
Yeah.
That's really, and okay, I didn't watch every down at Carolina football, but I would say, where was the one or two plays where you say, ah, that's why he was the number one? That seems, we're talking Jamarcus Russell sort of.
I would say, though, Dave Canales doing what he did with Baker Mayfield should give Carolina fans reason for optimism. Because if he can do with a former number one pick in Baker Mayfield, or if he can do with Bryce Young what he did with another former number one pick in Baker Mayfield, then maybe there is something salvageable there with Bryce Young. I think that last season for Carolina was such an absolute disaster, partially because it started at the draft by drafting the guy that the head coach didn't want. You wanted C.J. Stroud. Frank Reich wanted C.J. Stroud. They drafted Bryce Young because that's what the owner wanted. And so immediately you're stumbling out of the blocks. And it didn't take long for Frank Reich to be gone. And Frank Reich isn't bad at developing quarterbacks. He's done it his entire career. He's worked with quarterbacks. He's been a good quarterbacks coach in the NFL. He could have gotten something out of C.J. Stroud in Carolina. He didn't want C.J. Stroud. He wanted Bryce Young. Well, now we're dysfunctional. So maybe that changes. Maybe Canales can get something out of Bryce Young. Maybe, you know, like, Bryce Young could be the next version of Tua in Miami. Maybe he's not the guy that can make all the throws, but if you built something around him and play to his strengths the way Mike McDaniel has, at minimum, you can get serviceable production out of your starting quarterback because Tua doesn't have all the skills. Tua can't do a lot of the things that many NFL quarterbacks can do, but Mike McDaniel's smart enough to know, no, we can build some speed around him, keep those passes easy and short, then we'll get something out of him from a production standpoint. I think Dave Canales can extract that out of Bryce Young.
All right, so we're playing along this for entertainment purposes only, because I did not place a wager on U.S. men's basketball. You did not either. This was PJ's play. They're at the half, Danger, and the United States off to a good start. 55-36 is the score. You've got to win by 30. 29.5 was the spread here.
Okay.
So the U.S. men, if you want to hit the cover there, got to get going here.
Yeah, put the foot on the gas. And, you know, completely throttle them in the second half, wear them down. When did I check out? Last night was basically like the recap of the women's team gymnastics final. Swimming had me last night for a little bit. I was bouncing back and forth between what I thought was a wildly entertaining Yankees Phillies game, and the Yankees swept the Phillies.
Yeah, they won today. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, last night's game going into extras. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, you're loving what you saw out of Jazz Chisholm. Unbelievable.
Like, okay. Yeah. Better late than never, Yankee fans, right? You were hoping for a bat, and what was that? 4 home runs in less than 48 hours from Jazz Chisholm. By the way, the new play-by-play guy came up with, like, some home run call there, basically. Like, they're still auditioning for the John Sterling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the smooth jazz of Chisholm. I'm like, oh, gosh.
That was fun last night, man. That was a fun. I mean, anytime you see a bat flip in a game, I'm always going to be like, oh, yeah, that's okay. A good bat
You're
flip.
Missing the obvious point. It was against the Phillies.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, of course, Met fan over here is going to. Are you nervous if you're the Phillies? I think you're a Philly fan right now. You maybe are a little bit nervous.
A little grippy.
A little bit. But the Yankees feel like they're riding at least some wave of momentum right now. And maybe the acquisition of Chisholm was all they needed.
Well, there was something weird before last night's game. And we kind of learned this as we're going to wait a second. They're scratching Gerrit Cole. Oh, no. What's this all about? Is this the elbow? Is this anything? No. General body fatigue. It's summer. Yes, we're all fatigued here in the summer. Well, he threw a bullpen session today and it went well, so they're going to reinsert him into the rotation.
He got shelled against the Mets.
He did.
So mentally, he's probably not 100%.
Right. So next up, it's Toronto. Now, Toronto, kind of like the Yankees in a way, top-heavy lineup, but they've got some underperformers. And then I don't know. I'm just kind of wondering, did you not want to throw him against that Phillies lineup? Maybe just give him a mental break?
That wouldn't shock me. And if that's true, that's next level management, right? Like, that's understanding your ace, knowing exactly what he needs. And we'll see what he looks like the next time he's out. The Yankees get over without Cole. They get the offensive production from Chisholm last night, and they outlast Philadelphia in extras, and they get the win again this afternoon at Citizens Bank. So, yeah, Philly fan might be a little bit nervous, and Yankee fan puffing their chest out a little bit saying, we're back. I don't know if we'll say we're back, but that was fun. And I would be, I know you don't want to hear this, Gene, but I would be completely satisfied if what we saw out of the Yankees and Phillies is what we saw in October. If that was our World Series, I would be completely satisfied with it. A lot of fun.
For the betterment of baseball.
A lot of fun.
I mean, you think you need Texas and Arizona? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That just didn't move the needle for most of us last year. We need big teams, big names. We need stars in the World Series.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun. We'll see how it all shakes out here down the stretch. We've got some more coming up next here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. In fact, our buddy Bart Winkler from the Infinity Sports Network is standing by. He's going to join us. We'll talk with Bart checking in from Milwaukee. We'll talk a little bit about the Jordan Love deal, the fact that Jordan Love is the highest paid quarterback of all time based on an 8-game sample. Feels a little weird, but I guess if you're Green Bay, you don't really have much choice, and you've got a pretty long history of having success behind center. So we'll get into Bart Winkler, Infinity Sports Network. He's joining us next on The Fan Rochester. You can join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.